news. We report, you decide.
Oh, cheats and liars.
Ah, hello, and welcome to WACV and the Three Men and the Lady Christmas Open House. Come on in and meet everybody. Where's Greg? Greg? Hey, Greg, come over here and meet one of our guests. How's it going, Greg?
I love this job.
Ah, so everything's good, huh?
It's just a complete waste of time.
Oh, okay. Well, let's move on. Here's Jay. Hi, Jay. Tell everybody what you want for Christmas.
9 pounds of bologna.
Oh, anything else?
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
Okay, let's go over and talk to Emily. Hi, Emily. Having a good time?
I just come here for the free coffee.
Go back to ISIS.
You know what, Jay? Just hush.
Well, while they're talking, let's... Oh, look. It's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Did you bring some chicken for Bailey? You didn't. No. I wouldn't try to pet the dog. No. Oh, look. Here's Rich. Rich, meet our guest. No, I don't have any chicken for Bailey.
Well,
sorry, man. I forgot.
Frankly, Enrico, I don't give a damn.
Oh, well, come on. We'll go downstairs and meet some of the sales department. Watch these stairs. I'm okay. Really?
Jay? Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
I apologize.
Hey, guys, I think my leg's broken.
You need to grow up and get over it.
Does that mean we risk being sued?
You hoser.
Three Men and a Lady, Christmas Open House. Did you like that?
No.
Okay. We thought we'd try. Before we hit the...
Who doesn't love bologna?
9 pounds of it.
That's a lot.
Let's see what's happening on the roads with all the wetness, moisture, and ugly conditions.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Word of an accident in Prattville involving 4 vehicles on East Main Street in front of Alabama Power. So watch out if you're over in that area. We also have another one a little bit closer to home. That's in the 1100 block of Carter Hill Road. That is not an accident. It is a disabled vehicle, but that could lead to an accident if you're not careful. Everything else looking really good. Interstate systems are all clear. It's just very wet, very nasty outside. Be careful. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, catching up on the latest allegations and resignations and so forth. Conyers, he just said that's it, I'm out of here, right? Mm-hmm. He's done.
Yeah, but vote for, my son.
Yeah. His son, who once attempted to be a rap artist, bragging in songs about drug dealer friends and a father who is an effing player. Some of his songs included lyrics like, "My N-words turn to grams into grands," and "F making a living, bro, I'm trying to make history, so picture me letting the news nitpick at me." He also rapped about other family incidents, including the 3-year jail sentence for his mother, former Detroit... What a family this is. Former Detroit Councilwoman Monica Conyers for taking bribes. The 88-year-old Conyers announced Tuesday he was retiring, not resigning, amid multiple harassment accusations, including running a hand up somebody's thigh in church. My legacy can't be compromised or diminished in any way but what we're going through now, he told Detroit radio host Mildred Gaddis, according to the Daily Caller. 5 decades in Congress. 5 decades. Way too long. Term limits, gang. We'll see how many people are interested in, a career in D.C. if they know they're going to be limited to 12 years, whether it's the House or the Senate.
Well, they're turning grams into grands, and that's a lot
of
grands.
Says in the, I don't know what that means.
Drugs.
Grams into grands. That's,
yeah.
So that's turning, coke into thousands of dollars.
Well, weed. Coke's more likely if we're talking grams.
Grams, yeah. I heard that from a friend. I don't know that personally.
Yeah, from a friend?
Yeah, a friend told me that.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about this. All right, let's go to ABC News' Brian Ross. Now, he got suspended for 4 weeks for the fake news on the Flynn situation. Mm-hmm. You know, and he announced that Flynn was going to turn on Trump and provide the smoking gun that would allow for Trump's impeachment. Well, that ain't happening. That was fake news. The stock market dropped 350 points on that fake news. And ABC's taking a lot of heat, deservedly so. But for whatever reason, they decided to not fire him. They suspended him for 4 weeks without pay. But let's take a look at Brian Ross and his illustrious career.
Okay.
We already told you about the Flynn situation. It quickly became clear that was flat out wrong, but it wasn't clear quickly enough to undo the damage that the initial announcement made. This is a guy, we mentioned this yesterday, when the when Holmes, the Colorado shooter, was doing his thing, he went to Facebook and looked up Jim Holmes, Colorado Springs, and found a guy who had a Tea Party connection by that same name. Was it the same guy? No, but that's what he put out there. Because it wasn't about being accurate. Hey, here's a chance to diss the Tea Party. That's just one of many. In 2001, he claimed the anthrax used in deadly attacks after 9/11 in New York was coated with bentonite, a chemical compound found only in biological weapons made by then Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Former President George W. Bush press secretary Ari Fleischer remembers the event. He said, "I explicitly told ABC News not to go with the anthrax story because it was wrong. Ross went with it anyway, and a week later issued a murky, hard-to-understand correction. In the first month of the Iraq War in 2003, Ross reported that Hussein's cousin, Ali Hassan al-Majid, or Chemical Ali, an Iraqi general, had been killed. Several media outlets forwarded that report. 6 months later, U.S. officials announced they had him in custody, alive."
And there's more on this guy?
There's three. They have nothing to do with Colorado.
Yeah.
Or the Flynn situation. 2006, Ross claimed Pakistani officials had arrested Al-Qaeda explosives experts Matur Rahman, who had an official list of terror recruits and could lead them to Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. A Pakistani official denounced the report as fictitious. Then ABC consultant Alex Dabat warned ABC the report was not true a day after it was broadcast. In that same year, Ross breathlessly relayed that the FBI was investigating then-House Speaker Dennis Hastert for bribery in the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal. Justice Department officials described a 64-year-old Illinois Republican as very much in the mix of the corruption investigation. This prompted the Justice Department to deny that there was any federal probe of Hastert. Hastert demanded a retraction of the statement and threatened to sue ABC News. None of these whoppers ever led to any suspension of Ross, who's been at ABC since 1994. His liberal colleagues have given him 6 Peabody Awards and 6 George Polk Awards, so his reputation inside the network was apparently unscathed by large errors.
How can you argue with a Peabody?
You can't. Look at, I got a trophy here. You gotta believe what I'm telling you.
If you don't believe that, check out my Polk!
So, for this, announcing a fake news story that actually affected the stock market and individual people's money, he gets 4 weeks off. Now, there's another story that his punishment may not be quite over yet.
Mm-hmm.
The network suspended him for 4 weeks without pay after the false report, blah, blah, blah. Ross's, quote, horrendously inaccurate and dishonest report, as Trump called it, sent the market plunging, blah, blah, blah. It took ABC News 12 hours to issue a correction. The chief of, I think this guy's a VP of the news network, is livid. I mean, this guy is absolutely furious. Network president James Gulston took the punishment another step. Tuesday it was announced that Ross will no longer be allowed to cover stories involving Trump. Wow. They just keep beating the guy. I don't know how many times we've talked about this, how many times we've talked about the need to get it right. He said on an internal phone call to staff, that's how we have to be right and not first, about how in this particular moment with the stakes as high as these stakes are right now, we can't afford to get it wrong. He wanted the network would pay the price for a long time and told the staff he had not felt more rage and disappointment and frustration before in his career. If it isn't obvious to everybody in this news division, we've taken a huge hit. And we made the job of every single person in this news division harder as a result. It's much, much harder. We have people in Washington who are going to hear the or bear the brunt of this today and the days forward. Very, 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 very unfortunate, quote unquote. Really, really, really angry about it. But Brian Ross has not been fired. I don't understand. How many times do you get to screw up on the level this guy has screwed up and still keep your job? So they're not going to let him cover Trump anymore. What are they going to do? Send him to flower shows? Three-point of those? Just unbelievable, isn't it? Don't forget to join us at Bomb Hours tonight. We can discuss this and other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Always helps to talk about it,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
And how are you coming along? In your, how's the chocolate this week?
It's delicious, as always. Gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
This is a particularly smooth and creamy batch I brought in. My magic chocolate.
Smooth and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
And yummy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would love to bring it in. I'd love to do Sundays at Bomb Hours. That would be fun.
That would be fun, yeah.
You could smuggle it in. Maybe a little squeeze bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do that. And you make it work.
Yeah. I'm known for smuggling my fudge.
I mean, I'll be your smuggler if you like.
Uh-huh.
Be happy to smuggle your chocolate.
And tonight, Joey is going to... What is this again? You're doing the...
Oh, no. I'm eating their Feel the Pain wings once again. In the
but
lead
you're prepping
to,
for that ultimate hot sauce.
Hot sauce, right? Called the Last Dab, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing that? You're
mm-hmm.
doing it today.
Came in.
Right.
It came in, and we're going to be doing that later this week on my show. It's going to be intense. Looking forward to it. Got to come up with the curse words I can say on air, like fiddlesticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we should play that, what was it, Tim Hawkins?
Yeah.
That does the Christian curse words.
Gosh darn it, I believe you're right.
That's it. We could play that. That's always a fun bit, safe bit. Are we allowed to play anything directly named Christian on the radio?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to clear everything with the government, you know, because we can't be accused of favoritism. Although I will say this, our favorite guy in the flooring business is a guy named Jeff Mallinson. Jeff has been at Georgia Floors Direct for about half of their 49 years. And what a guy. He's you know, he's so into helping people achieve their flooring goal, whether it's redoing a room or an entire house, or it's just a room remnant that takes, like, the kids' room or a high-activity area and makes it look brand new again for just pennies on the dollar. That's the kind of wholesale price you'll get at Georgia Floors Direct with installations performed by people they've worked with for years. And this is why they've been around for as long as they have been, because they came up with a great formula and they haven't messed with it. The flooring they have at Georgia Floors Direct, this isn't stuff, discards and, you know, leftovers. This is high-fashion flooring straight from the manufacturers to their warehouse on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And when you come in, you got an approximate budget to work with, just let them know. They'll help you navigate the many, many choices you will have, make the selection, and then arrange the installation. So it's all Georgia Floors Direct from beginning to end. So save true wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And I recommend occasional visits to their Facebook page, because they've always got their latest offerings in terms of high fashion flooring trends and so forth. Interesting stuff to look at. Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. What was that?
Asking who won the Bomb Hours Big Shot drawing.
Oh, we should announce that.
It is. It's Rosie.
Rosie.
Rosie? Rosie won?
Oh, yeah.
Rosie was the winner.
Great. Well done, Rosie.
Yeah, she's got to call us, though, to claim her prize at 272-9228 between now and 3:20 in the p.m. A week. No, it's by 6 o'clock Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Misinformed the public there. Hi, I'm Brian Ross. It's Happy Hour 272-9228. Stella's with us. Joey's with us. Let's get weather and news.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up, more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let-up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day, high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Four employees of a Montgomery's doctor's office have been indicted in an ongoing pill mill investigation. Lillian Akwuba, Julio Delgado, Stephen Cox, and Elizabeth Cronier have been indicted on 87 combined counts. These indictments go along with Dr. Gilberto Sanchez and his family practice office on the Atlanta Highway. State homicide investigators have arrested two people, LaDaniel Tuck and Latone Daniel. Detectives say Tuck and Daniel face murder charges for the shooting death of 87-year-old Thomas Chandler. Robbery was the motive. And Governor Kay Ivey's office says Alabama has received a $1.5 million grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. The grant will help pre-K through third grade early learning programs in the state. Schools participating in the program will have access to education specialists who will help teachers implement instructional practices in the classroom. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Keep the jingle in your pocket this season. Shop Capital Pawn for everyone on your list and save big. And should you find you need extra cash, then head to Capital Pawn Shop and get quick cash for the holidays. Capital Pawn in Montgomery on the Troy Highway and in Millbrook on Highway 14.
19 shopping days till Christmas, so stop decking the halls and go fight the crowds down at the mall.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The 2018 models are coming soon. Here at Riverside, we have the all-new 2018 Traverse and the 2018 Equinox.
See Woody, Margaret, or Charles to take a test drive today. Whether it's a Riverside car or truck, Chip, Ray, or Jerry will help you find exactly what you want.
How about this? $12,000 off on this new Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive. $12,000 off. The best deals, the friendliest people.
When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Highway 231, Wetumpka.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So a while back, I put out a Facebook post asking people for ideas of Christian cuss words. I got over 10,000 responses from you freaks. Now, none of these is for me. You can't put it on me. Over 10,000 from you bozos. It took me 2 weeks to go through them, and I whittled it down to about 100 or so Christian alternative cuss words that you could use. I haven't memorized it yet, but I'd like to recite it for you right now. So Christians, just take these and cuss up a storm. Listen up. Here we go. Shucks, rats, gadzooks, shizzle, toot. Crapola. Which I guess is Spanish for crap. I don't know. Crapola. You almost stepped in crapola. Or it's the worst crayon color ever. Hey, who's got the crapola over here? Trying to draw a tree trunk. I need to stop taking my crapola. Holy moly, holy stinking moly, holy guacamole, holy mackerel, holy cow, holy smokes, holy buckets, bucket head, turd. You like turd, don't you, sir? You're going to be using you some turd. Fooey, bull twinkie, shut the front door. Oh, that guy bleeped and he tooted. Wow, he is mad. That is one bleeping tooting turd right over there. What the hay, snot, bull snot, booger snot, fart knocker. Wow! What does that mean? Who's at the door, Daddy? Some fart knocker. Tell him to go away.
Now, Daddy said, go away, fart knocker. We don't want you here. He knew it was you by the way he's knocking, fart knocker.
Shut the front door, fart knocker. Bob Saget, Pat Sajak. That's genius, man. That's my favorite one. You stub your toe. Pat Sajak. Alex Trebek, what's going on around here? What the Bob Barker was that? Now I have a Wink Martindale on my toe. Malarkey, doo-doo, caca, Bolshevik. That was close. That was closer than a fart knocker right there, wasn't it? Darn it, dad burn it, dag damn it, consarn it, confound it, doggone it, dad blame it, dad gum it, dad blast it! And suck eggs. That's all I have so far, Christians. Take those. Cuss up a storm. Cuss like the wind.
Those Christians, man. All right, it's 424 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This dank and chill and drizzle will continue. Right now, what we have, Rich Thomas taught me all this. Remember, I'm digital rain gauge boy, second class. So I've been trained by the best. We have what is commonly called a sucker hole. And Stella, you've got the screen in front of you there. You see this gray area here?
Yes.
Where it appears not to be raining? That's the sucker hole, and that's moving over Montgomery now.
Oh.
Meaning the rain will let up, but it doesn't mean it's over. There's plenty more behind it.
Crap.
Aren't we supposed to have snow flurries or something of the...
That's Friday.
Friday, yeah.
We don't have to bring out the... Well, I do have this announcement from the government.
Attention, citizens. Please remain calm and do not panic during this apocalyptic blizzard. We remind you that snowstorms are a common and natural occurrence. Of course, this much snow probably means that God is mad at something you did. This message is brought to you by the Weather Emergency Regional Enforcement Director of Operational Management Environmental Department, also known by this handy acronym. We're doomed.
Yeah, there is a possibility, I guess, as we transition with more rain and stuff. Mm-hmm. Friday, didn't he say around midday? Is that what Rich said?
Yeah.
It's supposed to snow in London on Friday, too.
Mm. Well, that's no doubt global warming. How often does it snow there?
It does snow. It snows a lot.
Oh, okay.
It does, especially out in the outside of London, in the countryside and up in the north.
I was about to say,
it snows.
We learned something about London from Random Facts this morning. Did you hear this?
Mm-mm.
London itself is only a square mile, and everything else?
It's actually about 700 square miles, about 800 square miles. It's under, yeah.
Oh, I thought the actual city of London and everything else that has a name, that the original London was only one square mile?
Yeah. But London itself, the entire city of London, is about 600-700 square miles.
Wow.
But we have boroughs and cities. You've got the City of London, you've got the City of Westminster, and within those cities we have different boroughs which cover different areas. I guess kind of like counties.
Did you ever go to 221B Baker Street?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Agree or disagree that Basil Rathbone is Sherlock Holmes? You don't know who that is.
I thought Robert Downey Jr. was Sherlock Holmes.
To you?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Basil Rathbone, yes. Sherlock Holmes, yeah.
The best.
The best.
I have the whole collection.
You do?
Yes. And I will binge watch them from time to time.
So who's the real James Bond?
Sean Connery. There's no other James Bond.
True. I have to agree with you there. But when I was a kid, James Bond was Pierce Brosnan.
Was he?
Yeah, the first Bond movie I ever saw was GoldenEye. And that was an awesome Bond movie, especially for a kid.
The rest of them are just knockoffs.
No single actor has mastered dialects quite like Sean Connery. From his roles in The Hunt for Red October...
I'm a Russian submarine captain.
...to The Untouchables...
I am a Chicago policeman.
...and now the master of ethnic character acting can teach you his secret techniques at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
Good morning, students. Today we'll work on sounding French. Repeat after me. Bonjour. Would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Bonjour! Would you have any croissants, s'il vous plaît?
Well done.
At the Sean Connery Academy of Accents, you'll learn the best accent is the one you were born with.
Now, class, guess which accent I'm doing this time?
A Scottish guy?
Close. That was my Mexican guy.
Enroll today at the Sean Connery Academy of Accents.
That reminds me of an episode of Friends where Joey was trying to learn French for a...
Oh, I love that episode.
And Phoebe, who actually, because I speak French, she had a very good accent.
You speak French too?
Bonjour, mais oui, je parle français.
That's how you speak French. You kind of got to, you got to wrinkle up your nose a little bit.
Yeah.
Bonjour,
je
m'appelle
Joseph.
Oui, je m'appelle Stella.
Oh. They don't have Joey in France, do they?
And he was trying to learn French, and he was just getting it all wrong.
We can make this. Can we make this an offering to our listeners if they want to know their name in French via you? They can call and get it.
Mais oui, bien sûr.
How about Gregory?
Grégoire.
That sounds like something you'd fill up with water. Put it in the Grégoire.
Grégoire.
I like right? it.
Do you have another name, a middle name?
Gregoire. Benjamin.
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 See, his name defies French. That's why you're a good American.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, let's, here's, I knew this guy.
Benjamin.
He calls every Wednesday. It's Couture.
Hello, Stella.
Bonjour, Couture. Comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Can you say my name in French?
Couture. That's how the French would say it. There was, I mean, it doesn't exist in French, but that's how a French person would say it.
You silly sausage.
Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, buddy.
I had to say hi to y'all. I mainly called for Stella. You know that.
Oh, hey, that's nice. Thank you.
I know why you called, and I'm totally with it. It's okay.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, I heard you say it when you answered it, the reason I was calling. Hey, Joey was looking for some words he could say on the air when he tasted peppers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You just played the thing that had all the words.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gosh darn it.
Yeah, there's plenty there.
Fiddlesticks, sugar.
Don Tootin. I don't know what that was. I'm just going to make sounds. Gibberish. That's what I'm going to
do. You can do what Joey did and say, ah, de foof.
Oh, ah, de foof. Poo.
Poo.
out of foof.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Stella will be back.
Yeah. Bye, Cooter.
Bye.
Why are you laughing?
Our next caller is Boomer T.
Say Boomer T, Stella.
Boomer T. Hello.
How you say it, man?
Let me say it in French. Boomer T.
Boomer T.
Boomer T.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Sounds like something you'd order at an outdoor cafe in Paris.
Exactly. There you go.
Hey, that was very good, Gregory.
That was very good.
I'll have to teach him French.
I can see that on the side of the building.
You're brilliant.
That's right.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Did y'all hear, maybe I had about the new ordinance starts January 1st downtown Montgomery, Joey?
Now what?
No more walking around with drinks from going from place to place as of January 1st. Toddy Boy just announced it, said some people were taking way too much advantage of it, and as much things that we were having come in during the month of January and February and blah, blah, and they're going to temporarily suspend that downtown walking around drinking, and I think it's a great idea myself. But anyway, I just want to see if y'all heard that. And Miss Stella, it's nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
And thank you very much. And y'all have a wonderful afternoon. And Greg, this afternoon, I'm on the way to Montgomery. And I may end up going by Bomber Hour tonight.
Oh, please do join us.
I've got an appointment to drop off some food. And if it makes me away, I'm really trying to make it. I really want to see y'all guys for one time. But if I don't, I'll see you next time. But y'all have a wonderful evening. And may God bless each and every one of you. And may God bless America.
Thank you very much.
And the same to you.
I really hope you will. There's a situation going on outside the building that I'm not going to get into on the air, but it's been a very upsetting day, and the extra moral support would be nice to see some new folks there tonight, along with the group that has been so incredible, so magnificent this whole year, you know, as friends. And so that's another reason we'd love to see it by hours tonight. And our happy hour Christmas party will be a week from tonight. Because 2 weeks from tonight, I will be in Florida with Mademoiselle Goose. We're going to do early Christmas in Florida this year, and I'll be here Christmas Day. And I haven't figured everything out yet, but that's kind of what the plan is at the moment. Here's Don. Good afternoon, Don.
Hey, Greg. Joey.
Hello.
Stella.
Hello.
I have a question for you or your opinion on something.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with the HBO series Band of Brothers.
I have not seen it, actually. No, sorry. Oh, what is it
okay.
about?
It's a true story about some American guys during World War II from the time they were in basic to the end of the war.
Right.
A true story, real people. Now, I got the whole set. When I first got it, I watched all nine of the DVDs. The 10th one was stories about how they made the movie and, you know, interviewing some of the actors and stuff.
Right.
Now, I knew a lot of people in there, but there was quite a few of these young guys that were playing the soldiers, and after I watched the whole thing, which I love, I watched the other one, and they interviewed some of these soldiers, and a lot of those guys were actually British actors, and they had the most, my mouth dropped open because they had the most perfect American accent. And
right. When they were acting, you mean they had very good American accents?
Oh, yeah, not a trace. I mean, I was shocked. I didn't know who they were. I just thought they were young American actors I'd never seen. And I don't know an American actor, unless Greg or Joey can think of one that can do a real good British accent, but these guys were really good.
Go ahead, sorry.
You got any idea why?
Historically, I mean, English people are very good at doing accents, but particularly the very good actors, they are just very good at doing American accents. And so, but I know what you're saying, because on the other way around, I haven't really heard of a lot of American actors who can perfect the English accent without the English people being able to decipher that it's an American. But having said that, you know Renee Zellweger?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, she does an almost perfect English accent because she fooled me because I didn't even know her when I saw her in Bridget Jones' Diary. I thought she was an English girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the whole of England thought she was an English girl because she was an unknown then. And so she did that. But the, you know, I kind of, after I heard her, I thought it's very, very hard to do an English accent from an, the American's point of view.
See, I can't...
Because normally you can pick out, you know, little things that right. people say and you know that they're not English. Now, what she did was, I found out, because I was really interested to know, she actually went to London and lived there. She lived there for several months watching, living with English people, watching their facial expressions, listening to them and speak. Because also when you watch her acting, for me, as somebody who grew up in England, even her facial expressions, she just looked like an English girl.
Hmm.
So she did a marvelous job. And well, and everybody in England even thought that she was an English girl.
Well, that shows a lot of talent.
It does. So that's a really interesting question, actually. Especially with vowel sounds. Normally when you listen to people, you can tell whether that's English or not, or whether it's just somebody acting.
These British guys playing these parts, I love these guys in the movie. They were fantastic.
I have to watch that. Yeah, I have to see.
Believe it or not, I have not seen that yet, and that's been recommended to me by many friends.
I think I recommended it a good while back, Greg, but I think you would love it. Love it.
Maybe but you thought they were Americans, right? When you were watching it.
The young actors, I thought they were American actors.
Yeah.
I didn't find out to the very end that they a lot of them work.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's an interesting question. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Don.
Bye.
It is 4:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you find yourself the victim, first of all, before you, he hopes, we hope, you'll never find yourself in a wreck, period. But something you might want to do, just in case, is download the Troy King app onto your phone. It's important to have a guideline, because when you're in a wreck, even a minor one, it's jarring. You kind of go into a completely different mode, and having that app available is a guideline on collecting information, because in the event you wind up dealing with an injury or chronic treatment for whiplash, neck, back issues, not everything is evident on the day it happens. You kind of go into a sort of a mild state of shock. It's good to have that as a guideline, because the police are not going to do the job for you. Then, when it's time to hold the other party responsible for the damage that was done to you, call Troy. When you call Troy King, he's the guy you're going to talk to. Troy King. You're not going to get farmed off to some other law firm or some subordinate. Troy is the guy. He was our advocate as the Attorney General for the state of Alabama for 7 years. He'll be your advocate in a situation. And the way this system works, when the driver that caused the accident, they may have received a ticket, they may have been found at fault in the police report, all of that is important. But when it comes to getting an expeditious and just settlement, that part of it's based on respect, because they don't have to do it in a reasonable time frame. Part of the game they like to play is to stretch it out, make the other person desperate to recoup what they've lost and minimize the damage. They can play that game with some, but they're not going to play that game with Troy King, because what they do is vet. They see who's representing the aggrieved party. When they see his name and they check him out, you think they're going to play games with him? I doubt it. That would be foolish. So Troy can help you not only get what you deserve, but get it in a timely fashion. His number is 215-4440, 215-4440 for the law offices of Troy King.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In spite of this ugly weather, it's been a fairly reasonable afternoon on the roads. We'll update from the traffic dungeon, but first, let's get the forecast with the S word.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
Bundle up, more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let-up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still no accidents, no delays to report other than the ones we had earlier that are already cleared. The interstate systems are moving along pretty well. Just took a look outside. Still raining a little bit, just enough to keep things nice and slick, so be careful out there. Invisible Fence can keep your pets off the Christmas tree and out of the presents. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence and ask about their indoor systems. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another company holiday party reminder. If anyone takes cell phone pictures, make sure both of your hands are in full view. It's more proof you weren't grabbing all night. And guys, that goes for you too. This has been another company holiday party reminder.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Don't be a humbug. Get into the Christmas spirit with A Christmas Carol at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. A cast of more than 30 actors bring Scrooge's magical journey to vivid life in this spectacular production. Don't miss the River Region's favorite holiday tradition. Experience all the joy and goodwill of the Christmas season with A Christmas Carol, now through Christmas Eve. For ticket information, visit asf.net.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers. If you're looking for property in Alabama, Georgia, look to us, the company that puts integrity first. We have listings throughout the South. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It happens all around you, and you may not even notice.
Thousands of snowflakes have found themselves personally victimized by the recent election of Donald Trump as President of the United States.
They continue to be emotionally damaged by the idea that the country may be run by someone that they didn't vote for.
Campuses across America are doing everything they can do to help put an end
to this devastating human crisis. Cornell recently hosted a cry-in where snowflakes could drink hot chocolate and come to terms with the unspeakable tragedy of not getting their way.
The University of Pennsylvania offered puppies and kittens for snowflakes to cuddle.
The University of Michigan Law School scheduled a post-election self-care workshop where snowflakes could color and blow bubbles.
Other colleges and universities even canceled classes and final exams for snowflakes when the emotional damage was just too crippling.
Unfortunately, these efforts are not enough.
We need your help to make sure these snowflakes no longer have to live in fear of being offended by facts and logic, opposing points of view,
or triggering harmful things like proper pronouns or cultural Halloween costumes.
Snowflakes should not have to walk around their college campus and risk hearing something they disagree with, or seeing something that doesn't fit within their personal worldview.
Every dollar that you donate will go towards helping those who have been victimized by the opinions of others.
Proceeds will be used to purchase teddy bears,
coloring books, and Play-Doh for campus safe spaces.
Cardboard for homemade protest signs and counselors for snowflakes who have been victimized by hearing things that they don't like.
Snowflakes who've been especially damaged by harmful, often conservative rhetoric will be provided with ponies and safety pins. All thanks to the generosity of viewers like you.
Please, for the price of a pumpkin spice latte a week, you can help save a snowflake from being triggered on a college campus near you.
Go to www.savethesnowflakes.org
to find out how you can help save a snowflake today. Because your feelings matter. But their feelings matter more.
Matter more.
Matter more. Matter more.
Matter more. Sounds like a mountain you should climb. Why did I play that? You're asking?
Why?
I could use a little more.
Why?
But why? Because from Breitbart today, a new survey by an insurance firm found that 72% of 16 to 24-year-olds believe the term snowflake is unfairly applied to millennials. And that 74% of the same respondents took it a step further, arguing they believe the use of that label could have a negative effect on their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Study was born out of interest in the term snowflake generation. The author of Fight Club has embraced the rise in the popularity of the term.
Chuck Palahniuk?
Yeah, there's a new kind of Victorianism, he said. Every generation gets offended by different things, but my friends who teach in high school will tell me that their students are very easily offended because the teachers want them to be offended over everything as they continue to advance socialist and Marxist ideologies.
Wait, but if the teachers are leading this, whose fault is it?
Do you know what a little boy said to me the other day?
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. He was first grader, so how old? Probably about six, seven years old.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you know how at that age they have limited concentration, listening to instructions and everything. So he sits there and he says, sometimes when you don't listen, you get it right. I couldn't stop laughing.
Sometimes when you don't listen, you get it right?
Because he was doing something and he did it correctly, but he had been instructed
to use a different method, show his work.
But it was just funny. I thought that was funny. Sometimes when you don't listen, you get it right.
Yeah, you carve out your own path.
A first grader.
I understand it's totally parental to want to protect your kids.
Yes,
it is. You don't want them to get hurt, but sometimes they have to fall out of a tree or off the swing or bump into something or whatever. It's, you don't want that. You pray it doesn't happen, but my God, you can't insulate them from the world. That doesn't prepare them for anything.
No, it doesn't. I agree with that.
We were talking this morning about where the job opportunities are going to be, and we're going to have tens of thousands of kids graduating from college with degrees that will be absolutely useless where the opportunities are going to be because we've so de-emphasized the need for skilled people. You know, this whole, you got to have a college degree. Well, you aren't worth it. It reminds me of the women's liberation movement in the 70s where they told women, if you don't have a job, you're just a complete waste of space. Mother, that's a job? That's what they were told. I heard it. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a lot of women who took positions, basically creating what was called then the latchkey generation.
Right.
Mom was working, so they'd leave a key for the kid to come home and basically manage their own afternoon. Not always a good situation, you know, because 10, 11, 12-year-old kids, and even younger, you know, they're not going to make great decisions all the time.
No.
And then, of course, once that had gotten itself established, you had the creation of the two-income household, because then it became about stuff. And we need two salaries to pay for all the stuff we're putting into our house. And
stuff is overrated.
Well, understandable if you need to work and there's a necessity for it. But other than that,
when we're talking about food on the table, yes.
Yeah.
But we're talking about we need a 60-inch TV instead of a 36. Mm-mm. That's stupid.
Hey, that's a lot of inches. Big difference.
Engineer Joey over here. Yeah, that's quite a few. But now this whole idea of snowflakes damages their mental health. That's pretty sad. I'm pretty confident my daughter escaped that.
But I think the broad brush is about a bit uncharitable. I'll put it that way. It's uncharitable. Sometimes I think some people are getting cranky and they're projecting their feelings onto the younger generation. I'm just saying.
That could very well be the case. You know,
I don't want to set anybody off.
As Billy Joel once said,
you're
going to
set me off, but I won't say anything.
All right,
number one priority is the family and the children, because they need the direction.
I agree.
And the presence. So.
I agree. Let's talk to Donnie. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Donnie.
So, Joey, you remember a while back, it's been a couple of months now, when we played around a Stump Joey with the Prince lyrics?
Yeah.
I got one for you today if you're up for it.
All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, how are you? I'm fine, because I know that the Lord is coming soon. Coming soon.
It's a song he did with Mavis Staples, I think.
No. And you got to have your purple underwear on to get this one.
Oh, no, you stumped me, because he uses the God thing in almost all his albums.
It is the back mask section at the end of Darling Nikki.
Oh,
it's backwards.
Yeah, but...
You tricked him.
You should know that, Joey.
I know that, but that's not a lyric.
Yeah,
that's
but if you know it, you should know backwards.
That's a sound.
Good one, Donnie.
Okay, Joey, I'll let you slide.
Yeah, I mean, I knew a girl named Nikki. You could say she was. Oh, well, you can't really talk about that song on air.
Yeah.
Hi, was Nikki?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a lyric that rhymes with hickey?
No, but...
Okay.
That's the song that got Tipper Gore's...
That whole thing.
And then Tipper the PMRC, and... Because the song is nasty.
Very nasty.
Yeah. I appreciate the... Hey, Donnie, you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Sure, man.
All right. Hey, month and date of birth?
10/15.
Appreciate the call. Here is somebody we don't know the name
yet. Not
yet.
Hey, this is Ron. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Hello.
Good. Hey, you know, when you started talking about latchkeys and everything, kids being home by themselves, I'm 60, or will be here shortly.
How old?
And, you know, my brother, we were four boys and one baby sister, and my brother and I, my mom would leave the instructions on what to cook for supper on the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
My two younger siblings, brothers, they took out the garbage, did the vacuuming and all this kind of stuff, because my mom had to work. My dad was a four sergeant in the Army and beat the hell of us regularly, so we didn't get out of line too often. But, you know, it was so much different back then, because, sure, we got in trouble. You know, we did stuff when they weren't there. Some they found out about, some they didn't, thank goodness. But, you know, I mean, nobody ever died from our cooking. And here we were, you know, I was like 11 and he was 12 or 13, and we cooked a whole meal.
That's great. That's a wonderful skill to develop. But let me ask you this, in reference to this whole latchkey concept, there were kids who would later come to feel like their parents just had, they were too tired at the end of the workday to have any time for them. Does that resonate?
Well, my dad would get off work, and my mom would be working at the International House of Pancakes. This time we lived in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And my dad never really played with us anyway, because he was just that way. He never had any siblings, and his father didn't play with him, and it wasn't his real father anyway. But we always, I mean, four boys and a little girl, we always had stuff to do, you know, and first thing was our homework. You know, we got home, we did our homework, we did our chores. If we didn't have our chores done when my dad got home, well, it was a thumping, you know, and I think it's made a better person out of all of us, you know, because we have responsibilities and we take care of those responsibilities and we pass them on to our kids. And so they know that they have certain things they have to do in life to live, you know, and that doesn't happen anymore. It's okay, well, here's your iPhone or here's your Xbox or here's your PS2 or Nintendo or whatever. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I love playing those games.
Right.
My sons and I, we've had good times and developed good relationships playing those. But there were other priorities, too.
Right, I understand. And I think it's great that in that environment you learn some useful life skills. But I learned to cook from my dad on Saturday mornings because he took the time to spend it with me. You know, it's... I mean, my dad would kick my ass from time to time. Believe it or not, I could be.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you probably needed it, too.
You know what? You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
In fact, in all honesty, I probably needed it kicked a couple of more times that I didn't get.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad we didn't find out about all the things we did, you know.
I got to run. Like, do you want to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot?
Absolutely.
First name again?
Ron.
Ron, and your month and date of birth?
12/16.
All right, you are in next week's drawing. It is 4:57 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. If you do find yourself in a fender bender, the place to... Every time I look at the boss's car, he's got a black car. It's gorgeous. And I'll never forget the afternoon he called just as the show was ending. I thought I had done something wrong in the air. Of course, that couldn't have been.
No.
Now, he wanted Donnie Turner's number to call MPB because as soon as they pulled off to the side of the road, he wanted to know that car was going to be repaired by the best in the business. And guess what? It was, and they did a phenomenal job. They always do. Everybody on the morning show, yours truly, Jay Scott, Emily, and Rich Thomas on multiple occasions. In fact, when you stop by MPB, ask to visit the Rich Thomas wing. No admission. We've all brought our cars there in one state of disrepair or another from a wreck and gotten it back with that good as new, maybe better. It's not just an idle slogan. It is the result they strive to achieve, and they do that not just with the exterior where the obvious damage was, but they try to represent the car to you in a way that it looks like it did the day you first fell in love with it. It's that extra effort they put into each and every situation. Their number is 27-WRECK with a W. You might want to put that in your phone. Nobody wants you to be in a wreck, but it's good to know you got it handy if you need it, especially if your car has to be towed away from the scene of an accident. That's 27-WRECK with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call AC by Luke Wire for a high-efficiency Carrier system. Get a new system with 0% financing up to 36 months. Not ready to replace your system? Call Luke Wire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. Turn to the experts at Luke Wire for Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.
Sounds like a job.